next Dr. Phil.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Dr. Phil trades in his therapist hat for a collar as he descends into the pits of hell to deliver a Pop-Tart from her several demons. It's the exorcism of Britney Spears.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. What do you want from me today? Are you mad?
Paint the devil.
That's a load of crap.
Now kindly undo these straps.
Right now, you're really playing the victim. I think you like being a victim because it's easier for you to rebel. Why are you so hair-triggered? Are you avoiding reality?
Next Dr. Phil, right after Oprah.
The X-Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I am your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X-Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction, and fiction is reality, and the X-Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, Asia, and Europe. If you'd like to give us a call, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our website, www.xzoneradio.com. On tonight's show, joining me shortly will be Dr. Jason Rand. We're going to be talking about the return of the Planet X. Terry James will be with me in hour number two. We're talking about his new book, Nephilim Imperatives, Dark Sentences. Hour number three, Retta Karas will be joining me. She is the publicist of L.Y. Marlowe, but she's also the lady who is giving me a hand setting up the X-Zone Book Club, which officially starts later on this month. And then in our final hour, our good friend Ellen from Premier Psychics will be joining us to do mini readings for one and all who give us a call at 1-877-528-8255. My producer tonight at Master Control of the Talkstar Radio Network in White Springs, Florida, is my buddy Superman. Hey, bud, nice working with you. And before we get to Dr. Rand, let me take a look at this day in history. In 1936, semi-automatic rifles were adopted by the U.S. Army. Adoption papers and everything, apparently. On this date in 1914, color television was demonstrated for the very first time. It turned out to be far more popular than color radio. Can't figure that one out. Unfortunately, during the demonstration, they showed a nun and a penguin riding a black and white cow in the snow, and nobody knew it was color. Today is the birthday of A.G. McLean of the Backstreet Boys. He turns 30. Dave Matthews celebrates his 41st birthday. And Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin fame is a 63. Needless to say, he switched over from a stairway to an escalator to heaven. Things that you might want to know, and even if you don't, I'm going to tell you. McDonald's is going to introduce baristas in their restaurants to lure away the Starbucks crowd. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are expecting their first child together. Ukrainian, no, if you want to remember names, where your keys are along with all your appointments, take a nap. New research by Avi Carney, a brain researcher with the University of Haifa in Israel, has concluded that a 90-minute afternoon nap helps to lock in fleeting long-term memories. What was I talking about? I didn't take my nap this afternoon. Let me see. Olympic gold medalist Dorothy Hamill has breast cancer, is currently undergoing treatment in Baltimore. Her prognosis is favorable, although she will miss some of her Broadway on Ice tour. A woman who testified against Phil Spector at his murder trial last year has died. Diane Ogden, 61, testified that Spector had threatened her with a gun. And she died at her home in Park City, Utah on December the 21st. All this and more as the X-Zone continues tonight here on the Talkstar Radio Network. When we come back from this two-minute commercial break, my buddy Dr. Jason Rand joins us to talk about the return of Planet X right here on the X-Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away. Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Jason Rand is our special guest. He is the author of The Return of Planet X. His website is www.returnofplanet-x.com. And Dr. Jason Rand, welcome back to the X-Zone. How are things with you and all the people within the Rand Power Ranger Consortium?
Everything is on target, on time. Could be funded a little better, but everybody's pitching in. Now, everything is coming right where it should be. It's amazing.
Well, that's great. So what's new, thrilling, and exciting?
Well, first of all, why don't we thank everybody and offer everybody a late Happy New Year greetings, because I want to be sure that everybody understands that when I come on your show, it's because I feel very responsible to you and to the audience to talk about things that are really meaningful. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. You know what I mean? The politics. You know, the elections and the primaries and all the bickering, and then we got the fuel prices and then the weather thing. It's going wild again, dude. It's going completely wild again. You know that.
How well I know that. It's pretty pathetic when Britney Spears...
All over the country, things are wrong. Wrong. For this time of the year, under normal conditions.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic when the big story in the news is Britney Spears and Dr. Phil instead of the hardships that many people are facing and the turmoil.
Why aren't
the turmoil.
We getting more prepared? Why aren't we talking about preparation?
Exactly. It just boggles my mind.
Well, here's where we're going with this. I've been getting emails from many of your listeners from all over the place. India. I got a publishing query from a major publishing company in Turkey. Mm-hmm. They heard the show.
Excellent.
And so they went and hunted down a book. Then we have a prospective interested publisher in Spain. So we're beginning to get the message out internationally. But more importantly, the book will go a long way in having everyone be introduced to the subject which we've been talking about. Okay? It's a self-help, and it's a science-based, fact-based written book that will tell you all about Planet X and what we've been talking about for the last couple of months. And by the way, I love doing the shows. Thank you again so much, my friend, for this.
Oh, my pleasure.
So anyway, we're all now looking at 2008, okay? Mm-hmm. We've got a prospect of an exciting election facing us. Probably one of the most exciting times to be an American, Rob, right now. If you could share the excitement, that's just in my own community. We've got a viable race going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. It's got its ups and downs, but it's fun, it's exciting, we're getting to see everybody. But the best thing is that the young people are coming out. Have you been hearing about this?
That's right.
There's an awakening going on with the young people. I think they're talking about people like around 18 to 26, 27. That sudden crowd now is joined in this game, okay, which is wonderful. So we got dialogue going on. But on the other hand, we've got to stop the political bickering, which everybody's now beginning to agree upon. But then we got to turn around and look what's behind us, this thing that we've been talking about, this thing we call wormwood, whatever it is. I understand they now have completed, or pretty much completed, the construction of the huge, very top-secret telescope operation at the bottom of the world in the South Pole. That it's either up and running or it will be shortly.
Yeah, it's being run. It's being also handled by the university
It's being
Chicago.
Finally tuned, I guess, is what they're doing.
Exactly.
All right, now, here's where we're going with all this. There's a story that's going to come out sometime. I mean, you can only keep some things hidden for so long. What was it that Lincoln said? You can fool most of the people most of the time, but not all of the people all of the time. Did I get that right?
Was that Lincoln?
That was Lincoln, yeah.
Wow. What a smart
okay,
guy.
So the point of the matter is, either you and I are way out there somewhere, you know, we're wrong as can desperately be, or if we're right, we'll have been one of the first ones to be ringing the bell and saying, wake up, everybody, let's look at this realistically. There's a lot more than terrorism to be afraid of these days. Now, that's a pretty bold statement, I know that, but it's true. So, but now, suppose if we had heavy-duty earth changes added on top of the threat of terrorism, and that threat and that pressure, and then the oil collapses or the delivery systems, this funny little thing in the Straits of Hormuz.
Oh, wasn't that strange?
Wasn't that interesting?
It's just like they were taunting the U.S. to take aggressive action towards them or defend themselves. You know, and the stupid part is who in their right mind would go after the United States Navy in these little zip boats?
Okay, well, the best part of the story is that Iran is now saying that the whole thing's a fabrication, that we made the tape up from older bits and pieces of tape, that we pieced it together to make a story that never happened. Mm. Now, how's that for being arrogant?
I don't think Iran knows what Iran is doing.
Well, let's hope that somebody over there wakes up, okay? Okay, so that's one little incident that happened, okay? Now we've got President Bush and his entourage, respectfully so, visiting the Middle East, and of course this silly little incident happens. Was that planned or otherwise? I guess it's not important because it's already done. It's already over with.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's there, now he's trying to broker this peace deal back into place. God bless him, somebody's there doing something, okay? Maybe a little bit late, but at least it's getting done.
Yeah, at least he's trying.
Or at least everybody's talking to one another. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if suddenly we find out that they also were talking about serious earth changes events with each other? I'm sure there's a component of that here. That's what my spies out there are telling me. So, it's a very interesting time to be alive, my dear friend Rob. It's a very interesting time for us to figure out what we're all going to be doing about tomorrow, which represents the future. You know, 1 minute after midnight tonight for me here begins my new day, my new future. And when I wake up, I start the creation of the reality machine, which rolls on and on and on, day in and day out, because we are what? Creatures of our own creation, meaning that we are the masters of our thoughts, we are the sole owners of a conscience and a soul. We've got a pretty smartly engineered biomechanical body that really works well when we take care of it, all right? So the point is, we've got a lot to be thankful for, and this is a great time to be alive, because we may be at the end times. I'm serious. From a biblical prophecy standpoint, which is covered in the book, Let me do a commercial. If anybody wants to find out what we're talking about a book that we've written called The Return of Planet X. Its subtitle is Its Effects on Mother Earth, A Natural Disaster's Survivor's Manual. Okay, so the ad says for more information on how to obtain a copy, here's what you do. You call 1-800-247-6553. That's 1-800-247-6553. A website is www.returnofplanetx-x.com, and we'll tell you all about it. You can previews, look at the covers, read the inside and the outside, take a look at the artwork. We got some interesting graphics, and there's a video available to you on that website. Plus, we're on YouTube and MySpace and a bunch of others. So what I want to do is I really want to talk about reality right now. The book's doing well. Thank you. Please read it, pass it on to your friends. But rather than talk about the book, I want to talk about what's happening right now.
All right, what is happening right
now? As we are sitting together, events are churning in the world, and things on the planet, environment-wise and global warming-wise, are not necessarily being quiet about it. That big earthquake, the three big earthquakes in the last 56 hours, that's one thing we could talk about. There's been three new volcanic eruptions, three new ones in different parts of the world. That's very interesting. When was the last time that all happened?
I don't know, but a lot of scientists are saying that this is just part of a regular cycle.
Sure it is. Well, you know what? It actually is. But the problem is that it's been excited. It's been tickled. It's been pushed into action. Because of the fact that we believe that this incoming brown dwarf star, or if it's not a star, it's some kind of a glowing asteroid, it's some kind of a smoldering, massive body of something that pushes and pulls a debris field. And if we're right about writing the book and coming to the conclusions that we've come to, we're probably about 14 to 15 months away from 2009 when we're going to start to feel the first of the effects of the electromagnetic field, the huge gravitational force field that this planet or object, whether it be natural or unnatural, we're going to find out a little bit more, and I think that's what that telescope project was all about at the South Pole.
When is there going to be unequivocal proof that the scientific community and the governments will not be able to deny the existence of this object?
Well, that's a good question. But let me refer to you to a communique that I got. Are you guys aware of a website, Camelot?
Yes.
What's their full name?
The Project Camelot.
Project Camelot, yes. Okay, I've been conversing with them.
Mm-hmm.
They have emailed me, and I think I'd like to send it to you tomorrow, or you
sure.
can pick it up yourself, that article by the Norwegian politician that claims to know all about the bases and all about Planet X, and it's about a 12 or 13 or 14 page dissertation of him going public, and it echoes, frighteningly so, it echoes all of the landscape of our book, almost down to how he described the bunkers like we did and everything. It's really uncanny. So I think we should post that. Can we do that?
Sure we can, but hold on,
okay.
We've got to take a commercial break. Dr.
Okay.
Rand and I will be back after the news at the bottom of the hour. www.returnofplanet-x.com is Dr. Rand's website. And Dr. Rand and I will be back on the other side of the news with our commercial content. Still to come on tonight's show, we have Terry James, we have Reddick Harris, and my good friend Ellen from Premier Psychics. This portion of the X-Zone is being brought to you by Ken Klein Productions, bringing mysteries into the light of day, www.kenkleinproductions.net. I'll be back on the other side of the news as the X-Zone continues right here on Talkstar.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hold there. Kermit the Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, prophecy scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Dr. Jason Rand is my guest this hour at www.returnofplanet-x.com. Jason, what is the history behind Planet X?
Ooh, that's a deep subject. That goes way, way, way back. The real feeling, the history, the prophecy, the genesis of the thought of the entire concept of wormwood or a brown dwarf star goes as far back in written human history as we can possibly go. We're not even sure if it didn't begin with early cave paintings and etchings done by Native American Indian tribes all across the globe, North and South America and including Europe, of things in the sky, flying things, discs, stars that seem to be flying through the air. All of this is either a mass psychosis, you know, on behalf of mankind that began with cavemen, or it's real. And it's obviously real because too many people are involved in it and talking about it. You know, where do you begin to look truth in the face and say, okay, where do we begin? Okay, let's start at the beginning, okay? Something repeatedly terribly disturbs the surface of this planet, usually culminating in something that can be called a pole shift. That's where the continents shift. The entire continents move on the mantle of the magma below them, and they change and they break and they go up and they go down. A pole shift. There are dozens of books written about it. We believe that there is a possibility that as early as 2009, our country, our world, our little town might start to be affected by the results of this incoming celestial body, which I believe is called Wormwood. And I get that from reading scripture, basically the book of Revelation, chapter 8, verse 11, and the quote is, "And the name of the star was Wormwood." Now, I found that same connotation to Wormwood in a dozen names like it. After doing about 6.5 years of research on the subject, our book contains over 2,000 actual references, citations in the book, citing our facts, our dates, our times, our information. This is a well-researched book. Not meant to frighten anybody. I got to get that in early here. It's meant to turn everyone on to the exact reality of what appears to be going on with our planet right now. Starting to go to the middle of January in the year 2008, and things are not any better than they were on December 31st of 2007, right? We just didn't come through the time portal, the January 1st thing, and not have these things following us. In fact, they just got a little worse. So what we got to do is we got to slow down, people. We have to stop and take a look at this. It's not just a political thing. It's not just a terrorism thing. It's not just an economy thing. It's a global thing. And I mean globally because it's affecting our entire planet. We're not the only country suffering with these weird things. And I believe, as alluded to in that document that I wanted to get to our audience, if it's okay, I'd like to let you guys out there know. Come on, Rand Power Rangers, get your pencils out real quick here. We've got a new feature that I would like to ask Rob to go ahead and add to the website, and that is, if we get some interesting bit, Rob, you know, some interesting thing that comes at us that rears up and says, "You got to print me," we get permission, you know, from the source, which we now have, from Bill and Kel and Kerry, to post that. So I'll get it to you tomorrow. It's very revealing. It appears to be genuine. We're not posting that it's real or that it's not real. We're posting the information as we're getting it, to the best of our ability. If it is true, it's a breakthrough. If it's not true, we have to identify it as being not true.
All right.
That's what I think Project Blue Light should be starting at, this particular point. It's the first piece of information coming at us.
All right, but for those who may not have Internet access and who are listening to us on their radios at either their offices or at home or in their cars, what does this article say?
It goes on to describe from this Norwegian politician's viewpoint and his reality, and he appears to be real. He, along with this report, he sent at least a dozen or more photographs of himself with the high-ranking officials of his country, Norwegian, and other high officials from other countries, including, I believe, someone from the United States. So this apparent source seems to have credentials. He goes on to state that he experienced, over a number of years, the fact that the Norwegian government, in compact with other governments all around the world, are building separate bunker system-type destination places where people could be kept safe and alive for up to 2 years. Do you remember in Deep Impact when that family was wrenched apart? Remember Deep Impact when they were picking up people that had won in the lottery and taking them to the shelters in the mountains? Remember that?
Sure do.
Okay. Basically, that exact same thing. They're building these underground bunker communities with food and water and supplies and personnel and medical supplies and everything that they need. He claims it's true and that it's happening all over the planet by the major governments, but nobody's talking about it. Now, none of it may be true, but on the other hand, this isn't the first rumor like this that we've heard about this. This is not suddenly ancient lore that, you know, suddenly jumps up and goes, oh, guess what they're doing in Norway? We've gotten reports like this for years and years and years. But let's not get off into that conspiracy thing. Because, you know, then it starts another axe to grind. We don't need to be in the way of that. But the point of the matter is, it isn't the first time we get a report like this. And we feel we should at least let the audience read about it and figure out. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't try to maybe include that this month. Maybe we could figure out how to publish it, I don't know, in the Chronicles. It's up to you, but I think it might be a good idea.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great idea, and what we'll do is
because it's revealing. You're going to get a lot of email hits on this one, let me tell you.
What we'll do is we will send it out in tomorrow's emails, and we'll attach it to in the news.
Okay, good enough. What I'll do then is I'll gather it up in the morning and send it to you.
Sure.
I'll send it to you raw, just like I got it. In other words, I'm not doctoring it. I'm not touching it. It's going from my computer into your computer so that it's not tarnished. Nothing's happened to it, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Dr. Rand is our special guest, www.returnofplanet-x.com. If you'd like to give us a call and ask the good doctor any questions pertaining to the end times, pertaining to Planet X, 1-877-528-8255 is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii. That's 1-877-528-8255. Now, Dr. Rand, are there any specific references in the Bible, other than the one in the Book of Revelations that you talked to us about a few minutes ago, pertaining to or what is believed to be Planet X?
Well, let's put it this way. They don't call it Planet X in the Bible because that's a name that is of you know, current generation understanding. That's this generation's description for it. Other descriptions in the Bible call it the Star of Death and the Harbinger of Doom. All these references, and they're always talking about this force, this effect, this something in the sky that seems to fall out and bring hell and havoc on the earth. Now, I've got one interesting idea that I presented in the book, a theory that we believe that the last time Planet X or Wormwood, however you choose to call it, came through was about 1447 B.C., which is approximately, to the best of our ability, about the same time that Moses was in the process of leading the Israelites out of bondage and out of Egypt under Pharaoh's thumb. Remember the whole biblical story? And they get to the Red Sea, and then the Red Sea suddenly parted.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, there were locusts and plagues and people dropping dead, and the rivers turning red with blood, and the locusts and the insects. Well, that could have been very much like what happened, and what could very much like that happen again if this phenomena is real. So I did my research and found out pretty much that its coming coincided with other accounts from other civilizations and other religions, not just the Hebrew history. You see what I'm saying? The same event, the same type of circumstance for the planet occurs many times in many languages, at many time periods, and it's always, always the same. It's a trip picking up the book and deciding to read it. You have to have a commitment to yourself that you're going to finish it. Because what it paints is a picture of what could be the future. And based on the research and the timing and the expertise and the help we've had to get this book published and out, and then also gracious people like yourself who allow us to talk about it and get the message out, we're finding that people are beginning to wake up. I can tell by the change of emails coming. Whatever effect your radio show and TV show is having, it's having a positive effect because my mail is suddenly getting, my emails are suddenly getting more positive in, well, what do you think we should do about it, instead of, oh, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? It's like they go, oh, well, okay, what would you suggest? So I'm going to maybe put together a self-help column. How's that sound? A little self-help column that mm-hmm. if they wanted to ring into us, put it on our website, and we could let them know that they can ask us a question. We'll try to answer your question. Someone out there would like to call in, like at this point right now, and ask us, we'll tackle your question. You want to email us one, we promise we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can. The whole point, Rob, is to get the message out. There's too much going on for us not to be aware of, number one, not to understand, number two, and not to be so conceited and naive to think that our little problems, our everyday problems, are more important for what's happening to the planet on a larger scale in a bigger picture, what we call in the book the larger picture. For instance, on this whole global warming thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting a lot of email questions on global warming, so let me take a whack at it real quick. They want to know, you know, I've got a section at the rear of the book, a really good 4 to 5 page with diagram dissertation on our views of what's causing global warming and what may also be attributed to it. So let me give it to you real quick. We believe global warming is definitely happening. Not happening on the scale that Vice President Gore necessarily got going, but could be close to that. So I don't fault him for what he did, and I don't fault the peace that was done. At least it got us awake, Rob, and got us to understanding that there may be something wrong with the planet, because there is something wrong with the planet. And it's not necessarily mankind producing an abundance of CO2, thereby destroying the atmosphere and causing global warming, etc., etc.
All right, if it's not men who is producing the CO2, how do you explain
okay.
the increased
try
levels?
Try this, just this one situation on.
All right.
Every time a volcano goes, do you realize the destructive power it has on our atmosphere on at least 8 or 9 different levels of destruction to certain areas of the atmosphere, the troposphere, and all that kind of stuff, okay? Every time one of those goes off, it's like a city of 8 million people belching for a month, okay? When the undersea volcanoes that we believe are forming and going off under the oceans, what we believe is happening is that there is a series of these volcanic eruptions happening. Now, we don't know how many we know about. We do know that we have ocean sensors that should pick up some kind of a disturbance like that. And if this disturbance is being picked up, we kind of feel we should know about it. We should know if the Ring of Fire is coming alive. Because by all predictions, the first thing that we're going to feel is the coming alive of what they call the Ring of Fire. all the volcanoes. You can follow them on down, right through Indonesia, Jakarta, all the way up to the Pacific Islands, and then into South America and up South America, up through the lower part of California into the San Andreas, which disappears off into the, actually all the way almost up to Alaska. So here's what we got going on. We seem to have a planet that's environmentally unstable. The planet also seems to have a very unstable weather pattern system, breaking all records, doing the worst things possible. Tornadoes this late in the year toward the Great Lakes. First of all, tornadoes don't necessarily happen around the Great Lakes, certainly not on the lakes. They're rare, okay? But why are these extremes happening? It's the extremes. Last week here, it was 56, 55, 65, got up to 71, plunges down to 20 degrees. Something's really wrong. Now, I don't know how it is up by you, and I've been doing all the talking, but tell me about what's happening with you guys, because I know you guys got slammed with wind and rain.
We got slammed with a lot of weird weather, and we'll talk about that when we come back from this commercial break. And by the way, there are a number of water spouts on the Great Lakes. Water spout is a tornado that is over water, and there are a number that are reported every year. So, the water spouts aren't anything unusual. Welcome back, everyone. Let's go to our phone. Sergio in Los Angeles, welcome to the X-Zone.
Hi.
Hey, how
are
you?
Hello there. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I'm doing great. Oh, how did you come in the back door, my friend?
Just checking in, listening to the show.
Did you introduce yourself to Rob yet?
Huh?
Did you introduce yourself to Rob yet?
No.
Rob, may I present to you one of my best friends and someone who is hugely helpful, was hugely helpful, and still is, in this entire book project. This is my friend Sergio Clow.
Hey, Sergio, welcome to the X-Zone.
All right, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
He's become a fan of Rob, I must tell you. He's got the whole building listening.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Way to go, pal.
Yeah, I was just listening to what you guys were talking about.
Yes, sir.
And I was getting the feeling, you know, like we were in that Twilight Zone when the guy was trapped in the repeating scenario where he was sentenced to be executed by the electric chair. This is the Planet X phenomena, you know.
Well,
the human race
reality
has to deal with.
You know, if we're wrong, great. Like Rob and I have said many a time, and I've spoken to you. The point of the matter is that if it isn't totally real, even if we just get slightly whacked, why not take it seriously? Why not think about it, study about it, find out about, prepare for it? What's been happening over the last 2 years with the natural disasters plaguing our planet, I wouldn't mind if they would all suddenly stop, but they're not. They're getting worse.
We have to understand that we're connected to it through consciousness.
Yes,
and that I think that if we were all to collectively get together somehow, we could somehow avert or divert any harm that could come to the Earth's life and the Earth's planet and the human race and all that. Because, you know, we're the custodians. We're not just responsible for our own little egos. We're responsible for the whole planet, all the creatures, all the 222,000 separate species on the planet, you know.
Plus, not only that, Sergio, whatever we do here on this planet affects the rest of the universe.
The whole cosmos.
That's right. There's the infinite ripple effect.
It's all connected.
Absolutely.
And people should learn a little, I think, to wake up.
Well, that's one of the things, believe it or not, and thank you for reminding me, because that's one of the main premises that we wrote in the book, because at the very end, we talk about what we believe the government is and isn't doing. We don't accuse anybody. The nice thing about this book is it never accuses anyone or
yeah, well, they all think that they're doing, you know, their duty.
They all think they're
doing
the very best.
And they are. They're all doing their duty.
And they basically are, but there's a lot more that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone is doing their duty. Everyone has their job, and that's pretty much why I called.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, and it was a great surprise having you.
All right, man.
Hey, thanks, Sergio. You take care of yourself,
thanks.
And
nice
don't be a stranger.
To you all.
Okay, buddy. Thanks again.
Dr. Rand, we've got to say so long for tonight, but listen, take care of yourself, Jason. Get me that article. We'll get it out to the Exxon Nation tomorrow. And,
absolutely, Rob, and thank you.
Oh, it was a great pleasure, my friend.
Okay,
take
bye-bye.
Care of yourself. www.returnofplanet-x.com. Dr. Jason Rand is our special guest, and there's a toll-free number at 1-800-247-6553. That's 1-800-247-6553. The name of the book is The Return of Planet-X. When we come back from the news at the top of the hour, Terry James is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the Nephilim. Are we in the final days? We're going to be talking about end-time prophecies. My name's Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone on the Talk Star Radio Network. I'll be back at 6:30 past the hour as we continue live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, exclusively right here on Talk Star.
You can't touch this.